What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. As always, I hope you are having a beautiful, a blessed, and an incredible day. And as we kick this week's episode off, we're going to be bringing a little bit of a shorter episode to you, diving into an exercise of gratitude that I truly believe can set you on the right foot for the day. And so we're going to dive right into this. Hit subscribe if you're not already subscribed to the podcast. But what we want to dive into is a really simple 5-minute gratitude exercise to influence your day. And what I want you to begin to understand as we start to dive into this topic is the way that you start your day will massively influence everything that happens the rest of your day. And ultimately, that day will influence your week. That week will influence your month. That month will influence your year. And ultimately, that will influence your life. So where everything really begins is how you start your day. Ultimately, when you start the day with gratitude, it allows you to start focusing on the things that are grateful in your life. And that brings in energy, right? Ultimately, what you focus on creates a feeling. The feeling that you have creates actions. And those actions ultimately create results. Right. Again, focus goes to feeling, feeling goes to action, action goes to results. So that's why it's so important that we start our day off with gratitude. Now, the exercise that I want to share with you is something that I learned from a man named Bob Proctor. Rest in peace. He was an incredible mentor in the personal development space of mine and since recently has passed away. And this was a gratitude practice that he would do every single day of his life. He lived over 80 years. And every single day, this was what he did to make sure that he got off on the right foot. And so the exercise is really simple. What I want you to do to get your foot off on your day off on the right foot is pull out a piece of paper. And all you are going to do really simply is just write down 10 things that you are grateful for in your life right now. And the way that you're going to start this exercise is really simple. You're going to write, I am so happy and grateful, fill in the blank. So you want to think of at least 10 things every single day. You could say, I'm so happy and grateful for my family. I'm so happy and grateful that I have air in my lungs. I'm so happy and grateful that I recently did this thing in my career, right? I'm so happy and grateful for some of the relationships I had. It could be anything that you want. And I would encourage you, as you go through this practice, make sure you get at least 2 smaller things, right? So it could be, I'm so happy and grateful for all the beautiful trees outside. And that could be a small thing that you're grateful for. A big thing is maybe something happened recently in your career or in a relationship or with your health. And maybe that's one of the big things that you also practice gratitude with. All right. So you want to write down 10 things that you're grateful for every morning. And if you want to get a bonus here, I would also encourage you to write an additional 5 things that you're grateful for, but write them for things that you actually do not yet have in your life. So this is where you're going to create a little bit of visualization, manifestation for things you want to create in the next 3 months, 6 months, and year, and so on in your life. And all that looks like is after you write the first 10 that say, I'm so happy and grateful for my health, for X, Y, Z, you get 10. Now you're going to go to the next 5. And the way you write it is you go, I'm so happy and grateful now that blank, blank, blank. And write in whatever it is that you want to create. Now that I am in a career that I love, I'm so happy and grateful now that I am, in peak physical shape, right? And what you want to do is the reason you want to write it in present tense is because it trains your brain to say, oh, this is happening now. And it allows you to draw those things into your life. All right. So again, what I would encourage you to do is over the next 5 days, practice this as you start your day, and I promise you, you're going to start to notice an impact. Again, all you're going to do is you start your day, write down 10 things that you are grateful for that you currently have in your life, and follow it with 5 things that you want to create in your life that are not yet there, but you're going to write it in the present tense. All right, my friend, that's all we have for you today. Again, go out, practice that gratitude. Do it first thing in the morning. You could do it when you're having your cup of coffee. You could do this when you are, even laying in bed as you wake up. Just reach over, grab that notebook, and start to write down some things that you're grateful for. All right, my friend, have a wonderful, beautiful, outstanding rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon on the podcast. Take care.